Welcome to Mastering Midlife with Heidi. I'm Heidi, certified hypnotist and mindset coach, and in this podcast, I'm breaking down my secret code for midlife success. Are you trying to overcome people-pleasing behaviors, navigating divorce, living in debilitating self-doubt, or something else keeping you stuck? You're in the right place. I know that you're ready to get to the next level of your life feeling happy and fulfilled, so let's get started. Hey there, welcome to this episode of Mastering Midlife with Heidi. I appreciate you listening, and if you get something from this episode, I'd love for you to share it with a friend or two to help the message reach more people. I appreciate all of you who celebrated in January with me the one-year anniversary of the podcast and being awarded top 10% of podcasts worldwide. Thank you for the comments, messages, and reviews that you submitted. It means a lot to me to hear that the podcast is impacting your lives. Tina and Julie were the lucky winners of Amazon gift cards. Their names were randomly drawn among the people who submitted reviews. Congrats, ladies. I'm extremely grateful for everyone who took the time to give me your insights and feedback and for rating and reviewing the podcast. The suspicion is that the algorithm does look at ratings and reviews and will push me out to more people based on this info. So thank you, thank you. Now, on with the show. Is it difficult for you to say what's on your mind? Are you afraid if you speak up that you'll be judged? Do you fear you'll be rejected if you say what's true for you? Or do you maybe feel like you don't know who you are anymore? If so, stay tuned. What we're talking about in this episode is why it can feel hard to speak up, why we don't always speak our truth, and steps we can take to learn to speak our truth and the benefits of speaking up. I've had women tell me they're terrified to speak their truth. They're afraid of what will happen if they do speak up. Is this you? In this episode, we're talking about how not speaking our truth can be devastating to relationships and our own confidence, how it leaves us feeling misunderstood and taken advantage of, and not understanding who we are after putting other people's feelings before our own for so long. I'll give you practical ways you can start building your truth muscle so that you begin living a life of freedom and peace that comes from speaking your truth. Ready? Let's dive in. Speaking my truth no matter what is a commitment I made to myself this year. Speaking up, speaking my truth no matter what. I haven't always spoken my truth, and it's been just in the last few years that I've really realized the negative impacts it's had on my life. Why is it important to speak up? Because not speaking our truth can result in a slew of yucky feelings like frustration and resentment, feeling taken advantage of, lonely, unconfident. Maybe you feel frustrated with yourself for not speaking up earlier, for not asserting your boundaries. The frustration could come from feeling like you're missing out, or a realization that you feel overlooked, undervalued, or like a doormat, trampled on and taken advantage of. Not speaking up can result in resentment that comes from not getting your needs met and from that doormat thing. Feeling taken advantage of by your willingness to always accommodate other people. It seems like they've just come to expect that, right? This resentment just continues to build, usually until something bursts. You're like an orange. That's how I like to describe this. And just like an orange, when an orange gets squeezed, or a lemon or a grapefruit, what comes out? Orange juice, right? Or lemon juice, grapefruit juice. And you're like that orange. So if you're holding on to resentments, frustrations, things like that, and not speaking your truth about them, it's building up inside of you. And then when you get squeezed, what is going to come out? Just like orange juice is the only thing that can come out of an orange, when you get squeezed, the only thing that can come out is frustration, resentment, and angry outbursts, and possibly even things that you regret saying. This is why speaking up, speaking our truth is so important, so that we're not holding on to those things, so they're not sitting in there like a pressure cooker and building up. When we don't speak up, it ends up being hard to truly connect with people, and that can leave us feeling lonely. When you stay silent about your thoughts and feelings, it's difficult for people to know the real you, which leaves you feeling disconnected and maybe even unheard and misunderstood. Not speaking up causes us to have crappy boundaries. We say yes to things we actually want to say no to. And if you're trying to avoid confrontation or conflict, then it's probably just easier to say yes to requests or demands, even if it inconveniences you or goes against your desires. But that's what happens when we're not speaking our truth. It causes us to let others make all the decisions. It leads us to not feeling very confident. By not speaking up and always putting other people first, we end up feeling like our thoughts and feelings are unimportant. When we don't speak up, we're missing out on opportunities to build confidence in ourselves. We sacrifice our confidence for our own comfort. So why is it important to talk about this? Why is it important that we speak up? Because people get to know us this way. We create better connections. When I speak up, it helps me develop a deeper awareness of who I am, what I want, what I need, what I value. It helps me create my identity as an individual. So why don't we speak our truth? I have a list here of things that we're afraid of. We're afraid of judgment, retribution, someone lashing out on us if we speak up, an outburst from them. We fear rejection. We fear getting it wrong, saying something wrong, being wrong, sounding stupid, like I won't seem very bright or intelligent. And we're afraid that what we have to say will maybe hurt or disappoint someone. And this was one of my biggest hurdles, the fear of disappointing someone. We also don't speak our truth because we were taught not to, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in a bit. We think maybe we don't have anything of value to say or add. What I have to say doesn't matter. We don't speak our truth, and we end up just deferring to other people to make decisions for me, and then that becomes a habit. Here's the biggie, I think, is we don't speak our truth because we think someone else is the authority. Nowadays, the workshop and class culture has us primed to come and check it out, but not speak up. We feel like we're not the expert. We don't know anything. We just have to sit there and learn. We have the student mentality of only listening. And in school, I don't know if you felt this way, but in junior high, high school, even college, we were taught to listen to the teacher. Listen, don't speak up. They're the expert. We don't know. They know. I remember thinking in high school to not speak up or ask questions, but then wondering, like, if I didn't understand something, how can I learn it if I don't speak up? But I feared being judged if I spoke up by classmates, but maybe even more so by the teacher. It felt like we were encouraged to not speak up. And this is around the authority figures, right? We think the person speaking is the authority, and that's not the case. But we think that they have all the wisdom and I don't have any. I had the thought many times that I won't have wisdom until XYZ happens. Like when I do XYZ, when I accomplish XYZ, then I'll have that kind of wisdom. Almost like wisdom would be bestowed upon me at a certain age, or when I've lived a certain amount of life, or when I accomplished something in particular. So thinking someone else is the authority became a pattern that we took from when we were young into our adult lives. We think we don't know our truth, that it comes from outside of us, that someone else is going to give it to us. And because we think this, we wait to be given or shown what the truth is. But the truth can be different for everyone. What's my truth isn't necessarily your truth, and that's okay. And it took me a long time to realize that. But I think we have this misconception that there is this universal truth. Thinking that someone is the authority is a big trap. And I want to be clear here that there is a difference between truth and facts. So if we're in a learning situation, of course, we might get facts that we don't know yet. But there is no one that knows more of my truth than me. Another reason that we have a difficult time speaking up is because sometimes we can have beliefs about ourselves that cause us to think we aren't worthy to speak up, or that if something hurtful is happening to us, we must deserve it. What does speaking up entail? What does it even mean to speak your truth? Speaking your truth is a way of communicating that expresses your needs, wants, desires, preferences, dreams, and goals. It's the most authentic expression of you, and the only way someone can get to know the real you. What it's not is saying whatever's on your mind. It's not mean or wrong or unkind or selfish to speak what's true for you. It can be a little scary at first, yes, because we don't know the outcome of the other person hearing our truth. But when we don't speak our truth, this is a form of control. We're manipulating the outcome by just going along with what the other person wants in order to keep them happy. Then if they are happy, we know the outcome will be what we expect. But is it what we want or need? Most likely not. But it goes back to that fear of rejection and not fitting in if we speak our truth. I definitely have my own examples where this has happened. Here's one of them. My fear of rejection used to cause me to not speak up because I thought if the other person learned the truth about how they had hurt me, they would leave. This is what I thought anyway. But covering up my truth kept me in a marriage, and I gave up my dream to have a family, to have kids, all because I was afraid to speak my truth. And I know one of my clients, she used to be afraid to speak up when she was belittled and verbally abused. She thought it was wrong to speak up for herself, partially because the person was an elder, a person that she saw as an authority. She also felt guilty as if speaking up would be talking back or arguing. Part of her felt deep down that she must deserve the belittling. And accepting this treatment diminished her confidence dramatically. It caused her to have a lot of negative self-talk because she thought, why would someone say things like this to me if they weren't true? How is not speaking up affecting you? And what can we do about this anyway? How do we start speaking up more? Here are some ideas of places to start on this journey. And remember, it's not an overnight thing to simply start speaking your truth. If you've spent most of your life not speaking up like I had, it will take practice. It's actually a skill we develop. It's not a trait we're given. Here are some ways to build your speaking up muscle. It's so much harder to speak up when we don't know what we value, need, want, prefer, or what our dreams and goals are. So that is a place to start. What do you value most day to day? I'm not talking grand scheme things. What do you value most in your day-to-day life? Is it connection, family, adventure, money, health, financial stability? The list goes on. Coming up with your core values, your daily core values, will help you be more clear with how you want to live your life. When we know how we want to live our life, it makes it so much easier to speak our truth. I take my one-on-one clients through a values exercise to help them understand what their top 5 to 7 values are. This is imperative in your journey to putting yourself first. Another thing you can do is spend some time on figuring out what you really need, want, desire, and prefer. What are those things for you? This in no way has anything to do with what anyone else in your life wants. These are the things that make you fulfilled, that bring you joy. When we have lived most of our life not speaking up, being terrified to speak up, we've deferred all of these things to other people. We've let them decide. But this becomes very unfulfilling. Over time, you might have gotten the sense, I don't even know who I am anymore. And that's why finding your voice at whatever age will help you figure out who you are, because it will require you to figure out what you need and desire. So start journaling about these things. Start there. Whatever you feel is perfect. It's your truth. It's what it is. It doesn't matter what other people think and feel. You can have your own identity. Another thing to do is start making choices. For instance, start choosing where to go for dinner. If someone asks you, then make a choice. Don't defer back to them. And if they don't ask, speak up and say, I'd like to go to XYZ restaurant. Start deciding. Another way that you can start speaking your truth is to commit to speaking your truth. My pattern in the past is not speaking up on something that hurt me or a commitment that was broken, things like that. I would tell myself that I'd bring it up the next time it happened or that I was making a big deal about nothing. So part of my recent commitment to speak my truth is in the area of dating. One thing I've started doing is expressing this to the other person on our first date. I tell them, one thing I want different in my next relationship is to have a deeper connection than I've had in the past. In order to have that, I know I need to show up differently because the only way I can create something different in my life is for me to show up differently in my life. And one of the ways I'm going to show up differently is to speak what's true for me. I say that to them on our first date. Does that sound scary? It is until I did it a couple of times, and now it's very natural because I'm not doing it for their benefit. I'm doing it for mine. Speaking my commitment out loud this way keeps me in integrity with myself, and it is a reminder to me that I spoke this to them. I committed not only to myself, but to them to speak my truth. And if this scares them away, they're probably not the right person for me because I want someone who wants to show up this way too. I want a guy who is committed to speaking what's true for him. I don't want him to walk on eggshells around me because he's afraid to speak up. Do I know the outcome when I do speak my truth? Nope. But what I do know is that the outcome will be different than what I've had in the past, and it will be based on my truth. Not based on me covering up my truth and living in an unfulfilling relationship because I was too afraid to speak what I was feeling or what I wanted or needed. In fact, the first time recently in dating that I followed through on what I had committed to myself and spoke my truth as soon as I realized I was feeling hurt by something that had happened, he ended it with me a few days later. Was it because I spoke my truth? I have no idea. Would I have preferred to continue dating and hold what I was feeling inside? No way, not anymore. That was my past pattern to overlook hurts, saying they didn't mean it. And I stayed in relationships that weren't fully what I wanted, all because I was afraid to speak my truth. No more of that. Being committed to speaking my truth, no matter what the outcome, is better than staying in my comfort zone, covering up my truth to make other people comfortable too. Like, why? What are you hearing in this episode? Does it terrify you to think about speaking your truth? I get it. I've been there. But what if you figured out what you really need and want and value and started living your life through that lens? How would life be different for you? What if you were able to build deeper, more meaningful relationships where you feel understood and appreciated for who you really are? Wouldn't you love that? So the top three things I tell my clients that are important to do to start being more confident in speaking up are, number one, figure out what are your values, needs, wants, desires, preferences. Number two, start deciding. Start making choices based on what you value and want. And number three, make a commitment to start speaking your truth today. Remember that none of this is about anyone else. This is about you living your life based on your parameters, not anyone else's. This is about you getting what you want most in your life and living a life you absolutely love. And we do that by speaking our truth, no matter what. How could you try one of these this week? What's one way that you could begin to speak up? What's one thing that you could apply from what I just shared with you? How would that benefit your life? I'd love to know what small step you're taking to commit to your truth. Send me an email and let me know. I'll close with this quote by Peter Abelard. By doubting, we are led to question. By questioning, we arrive at the truth. Talk to you soon. Thank you for spending time with me today. To continue on your journey of mastering midlife, click the link in the description to download my free guide, 20 Ways to Say No Without Feeling Guilty. See you in the next episode.